GJ-229B, Solving the Puzzle of the First Known T-Dwarf with the Apollo Retrieval Code, by Alex R. Howe et al. GJ-229B was the first T-Dwarf to be discovered in 1995, and its spectrum has been more thoroughly observed than most other brown dwarfs. Yet a full spectroscopic analysis of its atmosphere has not been done with modern techniques. This spectrum has several peculiar features, and recent dynamical estimates of GJ-229B's mass and orbit have disagreed widely, both of which warrant closer investigation. With a separation of tensorflow from its host star, GJ-229B falls near the border of the planet and stellar population formation regimes, so its atmosphere could provide clues to formation processes for intermediate objects of this type. In an effort to resolve these questions, we performed retrievals on published spectra of GJ-229B over a wide range of wavelengths, 0.5 to 5.1 micrometers using the open-source Apollo code. Based on these retrievals, we present a more precise mass estimate of 41.6 plus or minus 3.3 megajoules and an effective temperature estimate of 869 to 7 carat plus 5 kelvins, which are more consistent with evolutionary models for brown dwarfs and suggest an older age for the system of greater than 1.0 giga years. We also present retrieved molecular abundances for the atmosphere, including replicating the previously observed high CO abundance, and discuss their implications for the formation and evolution of this object. This retrieval effort will give us insight into how to study other brown dwarfs and directly imaged planets, including those observed with JWST and other next-generation telescopes. This was GJ-229B, Solving the Puzzle of the First Known T-Dwarf with the Apollo Retrieval Code, by Alex R. Howe et al.